Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
My dear friends, today I want to speak to you from the depths of my heart. I want to remind you that God is about to unlock a new season in your life. I know that many of you have been going through tough times. You've been facing challenges that seem never-ending. You might feel stuck, like you're in a season of waiting, of struggling, of uncertainty. But I'm here to tell you that this season is not the end of your story. You see, every season in our lives has a purpose. The difficult moments, the quiet moments, the times when nothing seems to be happening. These are the moments when God is working behind the scenes, preparing you for what's to come. It may not feel like it right now, but there is a reason for everything you're going through. God is setting the stage for something new, something beautiful. Something that will bring you closer to the life you've been praying for. You might be asking yourself, why does it have to be so hard? Why does it feel like nothing is changing? It's natural to feel that way. We all have those moments of doubt, those moments when we wonder if things will ever get better. But I want you to hold on to this truth. God has not forgotten you. He sees you. He knows the desires of your heart. He hears your prayers, even the ones you cry out in the middle of the night, when no one else is around. This season you're in right now is not permanent. It's a part of the journey, but it's not the destination. God is about to do something new in your life. He's about to unlock doors that you didn't even know existed. He's about to take you to places you've only dreamed of. But before that can happen, there are things that need to be prepared, both in you and around you. I know it's hard to wait. I know it's hard to keep believing when you don't see anything changing. But let me tell you, your waiting is not in vain. God is working in ways that you cannot see right now. He is orchestrating circumstances, aligning people, and setting things in motion that will bring you into your new season at just the right time. So, what do you do while you're waiting? You keep trusting. You keep believing. You keep holding on to the promises that God has placed in your heart. You remind yourself every day that God is faithful, that He has never failed you before, and He won't start now. You also take this time to prepare yourself. Start thinking about what you want your new season to look like. Start dreaming again. Start planning for the future that you've been hoping for. But most importantly, stay close to God. Spend time in prayer. Spend time in reflection and let Him guide you through this time of preparation. My friends, I know that it's not easy. I know that the road has been long and the journey has been tough, but I want you to take heart today. God is about to unlock your new season. He is about to do something in your life that will leave you in awe. And when that time comes, you'll look back and see that every struggle, every tear, and every moment of doubt was worth it. My dear friends, as we continue this message of understanding that God is about to unlock a new season in your life, I want to talk to you about something very important, recognizing the signs of a new season. You see, sometimes God is working in our lives, preparing us for something new, and we might not even realize it. We might be so focused on our current situation that we miss the signs that God is trying to show us. God is always speaking to us, always guiding us, but we have to be tuned in to His voice. We have to be aware of the subtle changes, the gentle nudges, the quiet whispers that tell us something is shifting, something is changing. If we're not paying attention, we might miss the very signs that God is placing in our path to show us that a new season is coming. One of the first signs that you might be stepping into a new season is a sense of restlessness. You might start to feel like you're outgrowing your current situation. What used to satisfy you, you no longer does. What used to make you happy, now leaves you feeling empty. This restlessness is often God's way of stirring your spirit, of preparing you for something new. It's like He's gently pushing you out of your comfort zone, saying, "There's more for you. It's time to move forward." When you start feeling this restlessness, don't ignore it. Pay attention to it. It might be uncomfortable, but it's a sign that God is getting ready to do something new in your life. It's a sign that He's preparing you for a new chapter, a new opportunity, a new season. Instead of resisting it, embrace it. Ask God to show you what He's doing, to reveal the next steps He wants you to take. Another sign that you're about to enter a new season is a change in your circumstances.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sometimes God allows certain things to shift in your life to prepare you for what's next. It might be a change in your job, your relationships, or your environment. These changes might seem sudden, unexpected, or even challenging, but they're all part of God's plan to move you forward. When you notice these changes happening, don't be afraid. Don't cling to the old when God is trying to bring you into the new. Remember that every change is a step closer to the new season that God has for you. It's like when the seasons change in nature. The leaves fall off the trees, the days get shorter, the weather gets colder. It's all part of the natural process of preparing for the next season. In the same way, the changes in your life are preparing you for what's next. Sometimes the signs of a new season can be internal. You might start to feel a deep desire for more. More of God, more purpose, more meaning in your life. This desire is God's way of drawing you closer to Him, of awakening a hunger in your soul for the new things He wants to do. You might find yourself yearning for a deeper relationship with God, for greater spiritual growth, or for a new sense of direction. This internal stirring is a powerful sign that God is about to unlock something new in your life. It's His way of saying, "Get ready, I'm about to do something amazing." When you feel this desire, don't push it away. Lean into it. Spend more time in prayer, seeking God's will for your life. Open your heart to the possibilities that God has for you. Trust that He is leading you, even when you don't see the whole picture. Another important sign of a new season is when doors start to open that you never expected. You might receive opportunities that seem to come out of nowhere, doors that you never imagined would be open to you. These open doors are God's way of guiding you into your new season. They're His way of saying, "This is the path I've prepared for you. Walk through it with faith." But with open doors also comes the need for discernment. Not every opportunity is from God, and not every open door is meant for you to walk through. This is why it's so important to stay connected to God, to seek His guidance, and to listen to His voice. Ask God to show you which doors are from Him and which ones are distractions. Trust that He will lead you to the right opportunities, the ones that are in alignment with His plan for your life. Sometimes, the signs of a new season come through people. God might bring new people into your life who encourage you, support you, and help you grow. These people might challenge you in ways that push you out of your comfort zone, but it's all part of God's plan to prepare you for what's next. Pay attention to the people God brings into your life during this time. They might be key players in your new season, helping you navigate the changes and guiding you toward the future that God has for you. On the other hand, God might also remove certain people from your life as a sign that you're entering a new season. This can be painful, especially if you've grown attached to these relationships. But remember, not everyone is meant to go with you into your new season. Sometimes, God has to remove people who are holding you back, who are not in alignment with where He's taking you. Trust that God knows what's best for you, even when it's hard to let go. As you start to recognize these signs, I want to encourage you to stay open and expectant. Keep your heart and mind open to what God is doing. Be expectant for the new things that He's about to bring into your life. Don't limit God with your expectations or your past experiences. Remember, He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or think. He's not just unlocking a new season for you. He's unlocking a season of growth, blessings, breakthroughs, and transformation. So, my dear friends, I encourage you to start looking for the signs of your new season. Pay attention to the restlessness, the changes, the desires, the open doors, and the people that God is bringing into your life. These are all signs that God is about to unlock something new, something beautiful, something that will take you to the next level in your journey with Him. My dear friends, now I want to talk to you about something that we all face, doubts and fears. These feelings can be overwhelming, especially when you're on the verge of something new, something unknown. It's natural to feel afraid when you're about to step out of your comfort zone. But I want to encourage you today. Do not let your doubts and fears hold you back from what God has planned for you. You see, doubts and fears are some of the biggest obstacles we face when God is preparing to unlock a new season in our lives. They can make you question whether you're really ready, whether you're good enough, whether you're capable of handling what's coming. These thoughts can be crippling, keeping you stuck in the same place, afraid to move forward. But here's the truth, my friends. God has not given you a spirit of fear. He has given you a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Fear is not from God. It's a tool that the enemy uses to keep you from stepping into your new season. It's a whisper that says, you can't do it. You're not strong enough. What if you fail? But I'm here to tell you that those are lies. They are not the truth about who you are or what you're capable of. When you feel those doubts creeping in, when you start to feel afraid, I want you to remember who you are. You are a child of God, and He has equipped you with everything you need to succeed. He knows your strengths, your weaknesses, your fears, and your dreams. He knows exactly what you're capable of, even when you don't. Sometimes, the biggest battle we face is the one within our own minds. We wrestle with thoughts of inadequacy, of not being enough, of not being worthy of the blessings that God has for us. But I want to remind you today that you are more than enough. God has chosen you for this new season. He has seen your heart. He has seen your faithfulness, and He has decided that it's time for you to move forward. But moving forward requires courage. It requires stepping out in faith, even when you don't have all the answers, even when the path ahead looks uncertain. It requires trusting that God is with you every step of the way, guiding you, protecting you, and making a way where there seems to be no way. I know it's not easy. I know that stepping into the unknown can be terrifying. But think about this. Every great story, every great achievement, every great breakthrough happens when someone chooses to face their fears and step into the unknown. and the same is true for you. You are on the brink of something amazing, something life-changing. But to get there, you have to push past the doubts and fears that are trying to hold you back. You have to remind yourself that fear is just a feeling, and it doesn't have the power to stop you unless you let it. One of the best ways to overcome fear is to focus on God's promises. He has promised to never leave you or forsake you. He has promised to be your strength, your shield, your refuge in times of trouble. He has promised that when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. When you pass through the waters, they will not overwhelm you. These are not just words on a page. They are the living, breathing promises of God, and they are true for you. When you feel fear rising up, speak God's promises over your life. Declare them out loud. Remind yourself of who God is and what He has promised to do for you. Fear cannot stand in the presence of God's truth. When you fill your mind with His promises, there is no room for doubt, no room for fear. Another powerful tool in overcoming fear is prayer. When you feel overwhelmed by doubts and fears, take them to God in prayer. Pour out your heart to Him. Tell Him how you're feeling, what you're afraid of, and ask Him to give you the strength and courage you need to move forward. God hears every prayer, and He responds. He will give you peace in the midst of your fears, and He will give you the assurance that you are not alone. Finally, my dear friends, I want to remind you that fear is temporary, but God's love is eternal. His love for you is perfect, and perfect love casts out all fear. When you focus on His love, when you remind yourself of how much He loves you and how deeply He cares for you, fear loses its power. God is about to unlock your new season, and it's going to be a season of growth, blessings, and breakthroughs. But to step into it, you must overcome the doubts and fears that are trying to hold you back. You must trust that God has already gone before you, that He is paving the way, and that He will be with you every step of the journey. My friends, one of the hardest things to do during this time is to trust the process. We all want to see results quickly. We want to move forward and step into our new season right away. But there's a reason why God takes us through a process. He knows that if we skip the process, we won't be ready for what's ahead. The process is what prepares us. It's what strengthens our faith, deepens our trust in God, and shapes our character. So, instead of resisting the process, embrace it. Trust that God knows what He's doing, even when you don't understand it. Trust that He is with you every step of the way, guiding you, protecting you, and preparing you for the new season that's about to come. Another important aspect of this process is letting go of the past. You cannot step into a new season if you're still holding on to old things. This might mean letting go of past hurts, forgiving those who have wronged you, or even releasing old dreams that are no longer in alignment with God's plan for your life. It's not easy to let go, especially when those things have been a part of your life for so long. But holding on to the past will only keep you stuck. It will prevent you from moving forward and experiencing the new things that God has in store for you. Letting go doesn't mean forgetting or dismissing what you've been through. It simply means choosing to move forward, to trust that God has something better for you. It's about opening your heart to the new possibilities, the new opportunities, and the new blessings that God wants to bring into your life. As you go through this process of transformation, remember to be patient with yourself. Change doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. It takes effort, and it takes faith, but every step you take, no matter how small, is a step closer to the new season that God is unlocking for you. Stay connected to God during this time. Spend time in prayer, seek His guidance, and listen to His voice. He will lead you through this process, He will give you the strength you need to keep going, even when it gets tough. And finally, my friends, remember that this process is not just about you. It's also about the people around you. Your transformation will inspire others. Your journey will be a testimony to God's goodness and faithfulness. When others see how you've been transformed, how you've been renewed and strengthened, they will be encouraged to trust God with their own journey. So, my dear friends, as we move forward together, I want to encourage you to embrace the process of transformation. Trust that God is working in your life, even when you can't see it. Believe that He is preparing you for something greater. And know that when the time is right, He will unlock your new season and you will step into it with confidence, joy, and a renewed sense of purpose. My friends, before God unlocks this new season in your life, there's a period of preparation that He takes you through. This preparation is essential because it's during this time that God shapes you, strengthens you, and equips you for what's ahead. You see, God never leads us into a new season unprepared. He loves us too much to allow us to step into something new without first making sure we're ready. Think about it this way. When a farmer plants a seed, he doesn't just toss it on top of the soil and hope for the best. No, he prepares the ground first. He tills the soil, removes the weeds, and makes sure the conditions are just right for the seed to grow. In the same way, God prepares the soil of your life before He plants you into your new season. This preparation process can sometimes be difficult. It might involve letting go of old habits, old mindsets, or even old relationships that no longer serve the purpose God has for you. It might require you to step out of your comfort zone and face challenges that stretch you in ways you've never been stretched before. But remember, my friends, that every part of this process is necessary. God is preparing you because He knows what's coming. And He wants to make sure you're ready to receive all the blessings He has in store for you. One of the first things that God often works on during this preparation period is your character. Character is the foundation upon which your new season will be built. God wants to make sure that your character is strong enough to sustain the blessings, responsibilities, and challenges that will come with your new season. This might mean going through situations that test your patience, your integrity, and your faith. It might mean enduring trials that refine you, like gold being refined in the fire. These trials are not meant to break you, but to build you up. They're meant to strip away the things that don't belong in your new season, things like pride, impatience, or fear, and replace them with qualities that reflect God's nature, like humility, perseverance, and faith. It's during these times that God teaches you to trust Him more, to rely on His strength instead of your own, and to keep your eyes fixed on Him, no matter what. Another important aspect of this preparation process is learning to let go of the past. Sometimes we hold on to things, whether they're past hurts, failures, or even successes, that keep us from moving forward. But in order to step into your new season, you have to be willing to let go of the old. You have to be willing to release the things that are weighing you down, the things that are holding you back from fully embracing what God has for you. Letting go is never easy. It can be painful, especially if you've invested a lot of time, energy, or emotion into something. But holding on to the past can prevent you from receiving the new blessings that God wants to pour into your life. It's like trying to carry a heavy load while reaching out for something new. You can't do both at the same time. You have to release what's in your hands so that you can take hold of what God is offering you. During this preparation time, God might also bring you into a season of waiting. Waiting can be one of the most challenging parts of the process, especially when you're eager to step into your new season. But waiting is not wasted time. It's a time of growth, a time when God is working behind the scenes, arranging things for your good. It's a time when God is developing your patience, your trust, and your dependence on Him. In this season of waiting, God is often doing more than you realize. He's aligning circumstances, preparing people, and making sure that everything is in place for your new season to unfold perfectly. While you're waiting, God is working. And when the time is right, He will move you into your new season, and you'll see how everything you went through was part of His perfect plan. It's also important to use this preparation time to deepen your relationship with God. Spend time in prayer, seeking His will, and asking Him to reveal the areas of your life that need to be refined. Dive into His Word and let it guide you, encourage you, and strengthen you. The closer you draw to God during this time, the more sensitive you'll be to His voice and His leading. You'll begin to see things from His perspective and understand that every step you're taking, every challenge you're facing, is all part of His plan to prepare you for what's coming. Lastly, my dear friends, I want to encourage you to embrace this preparation process with joy and gratitude. It's easy to become frustrated or discouraged when things aren't happening as quickly as you'd like, or when the process is harder than you expected. But remember that God is at work, and He is doing something beautiful in your life. He is preparing you for something far greater than you can imagine. So instead of resisting the process, embrace it. Thank God for what He's doing, even if you don't fully understand it yet. Now, let us conclude this message with prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to You today, seeking Your guidance as we step into this new season. We trust in Your timing and Your plan for our lives. Prepare our hearts, Lord, and give us the strength to embrace the changes You are bringing our way. We ask for Your healing touch in our lives. Lord, heal our bodies, our minds, and our spirits. Restore what has been broken and bring peace where there has been pain. We know You are the source of all comfort and healing, and we place our trust in You. Father, we also lift up our financial needs to You. You are our provider, and we believe that You will supply all our needs. Open doors of opportunity and bless the work of our hands. Help us to be wise with the resources You give us and to use them for Your glory. Thank You, Lord, for Your love and faithfulness. We trust You with every part of our lives, knowing that You are leading us into something new and wonderful. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.